is breath exactly the same not-self as consciousness? It's exactly the same. We would like to have consciousness forming a special niche of its own, but it's the same characteristic, as in the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, the Buddha goes through the five khandhas, is the body permanent or impermanent? And I say, well, it's impermanent. So, oh, is consciousness permanent or impermanent? It's impermanent. The breath just being an aspect of bodily function. And they have the exact same care, leading this, if it leads to affliction. Whether it's the body, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, consciousness, they have the exact same characteristics. That's why it's helpful to use the breath, use the body as a focal point for investigation, because it's so much easier to recognize that impermanent non-self nature of the breath, of the body, as opposed to consciousness in particular, which the Buddha describes as a magic trick, as a conjurer's trick that there's something going on there that we easily miss, so that using the breath, using the body, we start to recognize these fundamental patterns, and then it's easy to extrapolate and when seeing clearly, and then when extrapolating, realizing, oh, the different aspects of mind and the things that we identify with on a mental or emotional level are exactly the same. And so that there's the relinquishment is easier to form then.